Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella with us from Block Club Chicago. And if you saw a runaway train on the Eisenhower, it wasn't a runaway train, was it, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, it was not a runaway train. It really freaked people out who were just driving home and they saw a train car on the expressway in the left lane, you know, going pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And it actually is a bar. Goose Island Brewery owns it, and they converted this vintage CTA train car into a bar, and they bring it to different events, different festivals, and you can come up and there's a window. You can order your drinks there. They added taps. It's actually interesting how they got the story. They won it in a poker game with a restaurant in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So the Cincinnati business got it in an auction, and Goose Island really, really wanted to buy it. And they said, hey, we'll only sell it to you if you beat me in a hand of poker. And Goose Island won, and now it's back in Chicago where it belongs. But
high-stakes game. Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's from the 1960s. It's really cool. Apparently the CTA doesn't sell these, so we're not sure how it even ended up at auction in the first place.
Crazy. Well, Lego fans are happy about what's going to be happening in the Ravenswood neighborhood. Tell us about this.
This is so neat. I really want to go. You know, it's like you can't play with toys anymore when you're an adult. Well, you can, but you don't enough. But Empirical Brewery on Foster Avenue is going to be turning into the Brick Bar, which is essentially a Lego pop-up. There are chairs made of Legos. There's entire walls made of Legos. They use more than a million Lego bricks to decorate the entire brewery in Lego sculptures. And people can also build their own, and there will be a Lego building contest this weekend. It's September 9th and 10th, so it's next weekend. There's DJs, there's competitions, it's very Instagrammable. Bright colored bricks, you could sit in a Lego chair, and it's pretty cute.
Fun. 1801 West Foster for that. And finally, the Labor Day Parade is back, isn't it, on the southeast side?
It is, and it's the big Labor Day Parade. I hear it's a blast. I'm back on the south side now, so I really need to go check it out. It's been on hiatus since 2019, and it kicks off on 104th and Ewing. It'll be a parade followed by Eddie Fest, which is a big party in the park at Eggers Grove. There's food, there's family activities, music. It's supposed to be a blast, and it's named after Eddie Sudglowski, who's Alderwoman Sudglowski's father, who was a union leader and labor activist.
Noon on Saturday, 104th and Ewing. Good news. Jen, you have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bob.